All right, welcome to the podcast. This week, I think we're going to dive right into it, and we've been talking a little bit about it, and we have a vacation coming up in a few weeks, and really, it's vacation season for, seems like a lot of people in the gym. My noon class was a little light this week, and I've just heard a lot of, like, that first few weeks out of school, everyone's going on vacation, and it kind of brought up the, us talking about, like, how to peak for whether it's a vacation, an athletic event, a photo shoot, something that you want to come in looking your best, you're going to take photos, whether it's a wedding or things like that. And you've always been, you know, that's one of your, like, specialties. Like, you get people ready for these events. You've helped me do that. And so I think today, you know, I just really wanted to pick your brain on, like, what are some tips for that last, like, 5% going from, like, I'm pretty fit to, like, boom, now you've got muscles popping, you're looking really lean, and when you get those photos on vacation or whatever it is, like, how to really come in for that?
Yeah, so this is kind of speaking to, like, that specific person that I would advise my clients a little differently, that maybe still have, like, 10 to 15 pounds to lose. Sure. And they're trying to get ready for an event. So this is someone that's pretty much, like, feels pretty good all the time, and they just want to peak a little bit more, but not do anything super crazy or unhealthy. And I'd probably put myself in that category where, like, hey, I've done fitness shows and I don't want to go to that extreme, but I want to feel pretty free in whatever I'm wearing, whether it's someone takes a picture of me in a bikini or kind of sitting down, I'm folded over a little, I don't have to be self-conscious. So I think, you know, first and foremost, rest is so huge. So to not stress out in any way and stress your body out so you can be calm and restful, you will lose body fat the fastest that way.
Sleeping helps so much.
Yes, the couple weeks leading into it. So it can be a little nerve-wracking. Like, we just did a photo shoot last week. We do that once or twice a year for the Body Biz, and you know, I'm, like, telling the girls, like, hey, I know you want to feel good, but, like, don't stress out so much that you can't sleep. That is going to, that's going to be the worst thing you can do. So, and it can be stressful, like, if you have a wedding coming up, to not feel that way. But the more you can just try to meditate and stay calm and sleep well, that's a huge component. Another couple of things that I always look at, exercise actually needs to be a little bit, lower intensity, not real extreme, not real exhausting. So you're not doing any huge crazy wads. Like, we had Murph last week, and then the whole week after that working out, I wanted to participate in Murph and I did. But then everything else I was doing was really pared down to complement that and help offset that inflammation that Murph caused. So the couple weeks leading into it, I usually advise a lot more weight training with just a small finisher, like, conditioning piece. And I'll do more kind of, like, power hour style workouts, with, like, an 8 to 12 minute finisher at the
end. What you're saying is don't try and, like, exercise all the weight off. Try to let your sleep recovery and your diet do more of the work.
Yes.
Towards the end, because you're not going to be able to exercise your way into that, and over exercising, like, say you're trying to do 2 a days with 10 days out to try and get it down is not.
It just leads to inflammation. Okay. That might work a little if you're younger, but even then, with my younger clients, I think it still just leads to inflammation. Like Lexi, she's 26 and I have her do the same thing I do, because I notice she gets inflamed if she does much of that. And she will do 2 a days at different points to gain strength. And that's effective for her for performance and gaining strength. But when it comes to aesthetic goals and you're already in good shape, that is not effective. So now you take, like, your spring breakers in college where they would do, like, tons of elliptical, or those people are not working out at all. And all of a sudden, like, just doing a ton of cardio, that will be effective, although extreme, probably not healthy. It will be effective for them. But for people that already have a decent muscular base and a decent fitness level, those extremes backfire.
I just remember a girl really well who I was good friends with in college. It was 10 days out and we were all going to Panama City, and she was at the rec center at OU. And she was, I was very consistent working out, and she wasn't so much at the time. And, I just see her hitting an elliptical. I mean, for like an hour and a half at it, I was like, wow, you've been hitting it hard. I was talking to her and she's like, yeah, I'm trying to lose. She's like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds in 10 days. And I think she actually pretty much came close to it too. I would imagine about halfway through our trip, I can't really remember. I kind of lost track of all of that. It's 20 years ago, but halfway through that trip, I'm imagining all the alcohol and fast food created a bit of a rebound effect midway through that trip.
Well, and I've actually done something similar to that. I don't know if you remember talking me into a 10-day juice fast.
Oh, yeah. You maintained that, I remember, though.
I did. Thought. So, yeah. You know, just to, like, this kind of brings up a point, something extreme like that. Now, I had qualified to make the team that year, but I just felt super inflamed and swollen, and it's just kind of how I felt lifting as heavy as I needed to lift to make the team. And Kiri was a much better athlete, so I'm like, hey, take my spot. And then I just remember, like, hey, I'm really strong, but I don't feel good in my body. And we were watching this documentary, like, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, and you said, well, why don't you try that juice fast? I know it's kind of extreme, but it's 10 days. You've been uncomfortable. And so I did it, and I lost 15 pounds in 10 days. I didn't feel real great at the end of it. And while I did feel better physically, I noticed, in looking back on the pictures, I see that too, I was flat. So, like, nothing pops really. Like, you don't have a lot of tone. I was, like, a smaller version of myself, which was fine. But, like, you never look your best doing that.
It's like taking the air out of a balloon.
Yes.
Kind of a look, more than, like, you're tightening up and then you've got, like, muscles that are popping and things like that. Like, you have full muscles in a small way. Like, everything's popping. Yes. Right. It just, like, flattens your ass out.
Yes. So, you know, if you're in that position where you feel pretty strong, you're working out and just, but you feel a little uncomfortably, like, with your aesthetic, I would say give that 12 weeks at least and spend the time, like, chipping away, doing it very slow and steady. Your end product, even though the scale weight might be the same and your clothes might kind of fit the same, you're going to look and feel so much better taking your time with it. So that's with workouts and rest. And then with diet, now this is, I want to give some specifics and then kind of something very vague that should override everything. Like with Maddie and Lexi, I got their daily food logs like I would clients, and I help them do this intuitively because we've never done this before where we've all done it intuitively. Just I had last year. So they're very nervous about this. They're used to using macros to come in. And one thing I told them, like, I'm only going to comment, like, okay, dinner looked heavier than your other meals. Let's always have that be the lightest because both of you work out in the mornings. But other than that, I'm going to let you use hunger as a cue, and you should be uncomfortable every day and hungry for every meal. Every meal should feel like I want to eat this. Then with meal timing, every 2.5 to 3 hours should have something in your system. But if you don't have that hunger cue before every meal, regardless of what that meal size looks like, you're eating too much at the meal before, or something's off. And the most common area in which we've talked about this many times on this is people eat too much at dinner, so they're not hungry in the morning, especially if you're working out in the morning. That needs to be like your bigger or biggest meal pre-workout and post-workout. So those two meals are the most calorically dense, and then you kind of taper it throughout the day.
In the middle and completely change gears, but I actually saw a really good clip. It was a Marcus Philly one on Instagram. He said intermittent fasting is great, but most people should do it this way. And it's starting to fast earlier and not eating at night. Yeah. He's like, no one does it that way. Everyone skips the breakfast.
That's a good point.
He's like, intermittent fasting works really well. He's like, but why don't you try cutting your food off at like 4 or 5 in the evening?
Yeah.
And then you fast from then all the way through the evening.
So I guess I intermittent fast every day. Cause I will have dinner at 5 and I usually have like something I save. Like yesterday I had like an energy bite. I had it like 6 PM mm-hmm. and then I fast from 6 PM to 6 AM. Those are my 12 hours.
Yeah.
So that, okay, that makes sense.
If you front, but that is still,
no one considers that.
If you front load your food, you're working out in the day. Like say you work out in the morning, like you do, you front load all your food around that workout. And then, so that food is fueling and recovering from that workout. And then when you're just lounging around and sitting there and you're not burning that food off, it really makes sense. Is like, that is a really optimal way rather than I am going to eat a ton of food, let that sit in my stomach and then go to sleep on that and then wake up and not be hungry. And then like,
and you can feel that when you wake up, cause you kind of just feel like almost a little bit of gut rot, you know, and our kids always want to like pound food at night. And then I'm like, guys, you know why you feel a little crappy in the morning? It's because you're having all these snacks and really you're just tired. You just need to like, hey, we need to go get a shower. We need to get to bed.
I think that is a really good way, especially the way we're training more now. If you are a really high end athlete, I think actually having something, I mean, you're churning and burning calories.
You need post workout.
You've torn that, like our level 2 style athletes, they've torn their muscles down to the extent where like a good protein shake or meal close to bed is probably a good idea.
And I always have my younger athletes do that
to like, help them heal muscles and things like that. I remember back in the day, like Joey used to do that and things.
And it helps you recover, repair. Yes. You need that extra like fat and carbs. Cause you're running so lean and you're, you know, your energy output is so great. But for like for most of us though, we don't need to have, it's another like meal at like 9 PM.
If you're a day trainer, if you train during the day or in the morning, that late night meal is probably not the best thing. Where if you're training at 5:30 at night, you're going to want to eat when you get done. Like you need to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If you're training earlier in the day, it's probably not like the best to just eat eat dinner at 9:30 at night and then go to bed on that. So
And you know, that brings another point. If you can't, the closer you can bring your bedtime to 9:30 or 10 PM and your wake up time to like right around like 10 PM to 6 AM, you're going to have the most natural circadian rhythm that's going to work best for your body. The more you can move to that, the better result you're going to get. So Lexi has to wake up like at 3:45 or 4 a.m. some days. And I'm like, hey, for this peak week, if you can try to get to 6 a.m. at least 2 or 3 days this week, that's really going to help you. And then on the other side of that, staying up till 1 a.m., waking up at 9, it just, your body is not going, it's not natural. It's not, you're sleeping like 2 or 3 hours past when the sun comes up and it's just like not a less natural, optimal sleep pattern.
I really notice, when I'm stressed, like I'm always in bed, I feel like at good times, but I won't sleep well, awake a lot. And just generally like we'll have some insomnia issues. And usually it's around like very stressful times. I won't necessarily gain weight. I'm not putting a ton more calories or anything. I don't stress eat a whole lot. But what I will notice pretty quick, even without a lot of weight gain,
your body composition,
my body it's bad. Like I'll get like a little ring of like kind of fat around my stomachs, feel like I'm holding a little water. My muscles seem flatter.
You're just exhausted.
Like I'm not, the blood's not pumping through my veins. Like I'm not as like vascular, like it's all subtle. Like if you saw me with a t-shirt on, you might not, but I really notice it. I'm like, ugh, like this is, doesn't feel right. And literally if I get 3 or 4 really good nights of sleep, I'm like, all that just like tightens up. It's very cool to like see those like subtle things like that. And it's hard to maybe even quantify or wrap certain people's heads around it. Yes. But like, be aware of that. Right. You know, I think our listeners, it would be good for them to like start to like kind of look and analyze like, how do I look? How do I feel when I'm doing that?
And I think that's really good. Like those are good data points. And like to kind of piggyback off that, I made a post this week about, you know, it's summer. A lot of my clients are wanting to go out more and just be more social and have drinks. And so I've done, I think 10 fitness shows, something like that. Who knows, maybe more, but, where I have not had alcohol, like a drop for 3 or 4 months. And then I've done a lot of these photo shoots different ways in preparation. And I'll tell you, well, alcohol in excess is definitely going to hold you back. Relaxing and having fun absolutely pushes your body forward. So I went through the weekend right before Murph, no alcohol, that really helped me. But the weekend before that, I went out with Lexi. We had a ton of fun. I can tell that reduced my stress, helped me sleep better that week. I just blew off some steam, and that absolutely helped me come in better for 100%, this photo shoot. 100%. So it's tricky. It's like there's a time and a place for everything. Yep. And when you're starting to get really stressed out, if you can just think, okay, hang in here to this weekend. I need to relax a little bit. And I know I leave for vacation next Friday, but this Saturday, I feel that I need to like still go out, have a good time in moderation. And then I think I'll sleep better this week and really feel good for next Friday. Yep. And that's real tricky, but I think the biggest thing is to tap into how you feel. Mm-hmm. A couple other like kind of smaller details. If you're really trying to come in, like,
yeah, I wanted to ask about, let's talk like you want to like photograph and look great. Like, you know, whether it's like some supplements to like pull a little water out, you know, the spray tan, like I did, I've done that one time, like the picture we have out in the gym when we took and it those makes pictures.
Your body pop.
Oh man. And then we went straight to Vegas after that, like all those pictures and the videos. I'm like, wow, that was that, you know, and it just kind of faded off. I was like, it's not something that I want to do. Like,
now you get a spray tan for everything.
Yeah. But I'm like, damn, that was like,
Brandon's going to spray tan for the Christmas party.
But it was subtle. I mean, it was like a body thing, but I was like, damn, like that helped.
It does.
A lot.
It does.
It just evens your skin tone out and stuff, but
yeah,
this is your thing. Go ahead. Yeah. Take it away. Like, let us know.
We didn't do a spray tan this time, and it was really tough to not for our photo shoot, because I know how much that can make your body pop, but I just wanted to be more like, hey, this is who we are authentically. But spray tans absolutely help. I will say just kind of some tips out there. I always put on lotion before I spray tan because it really dries out my skin. Now you have like more moisturized skin than I do. But I always lotion up my whole body before I do. And that matters because if your skin looks crepey and wrinkly, you're not going to love like your outlook. So it does dry out your skin a little bit, but spray tans help. Couple things with hydration and bringing like, more blood and volume into your muscle. And remember, we do have our pool party coming up, which we're going to try to wear swimsuits too.
Don't call it a pool party.
I know, it's a lounge party. It's a resort cabana lounge party.
The pool in the middle is a water feature. It looks like a pool. It's not really a pool. Just we'll talk about
that. Yes. Later. Yeah. But you know, kind of some like tips for this, you don't want to go real low sodium around like an event, especially if you're trying to get your muscles to pop. You want to have some sodium that the day before and the day of in your meals. It's going to pull more water into your muscle and make everything pop. Hydration does matter. If you're already decently lean, if you cut back your water just a little bit the day before and the day of, I mean, I don't say like not have any. So I usually like, for Maddie, especially, I told her, hey, have, your normal amount of water, which I think she drinks about 100 ounces by 5 PM and then just sip on water after that the day before for the next day for an event. And then the day of just sipping on water, even coffee. You don't want to do anything that's going to be fluid in your stomach. You don't want to do tons of. So you don't want to do 2 cups of coffee. You want to do a cup or an espresso shot. I always eat. I always want to feel good. This is a big thing. So doing all these fitness shows, I would always think the day of the show, if I actually felt better, to care more, to hold my stomach in or pose right, I would look so much better. I'm just so depleted and so tired, and I'm not enjoying any of the meals I'm eating, that I kind of just look like I don't care when I'm on stage. And so that's what I was telling Maddie and Lexi, like, eat foods that you really enjoy, that especially that morning, that are going to make you feel good. And I think that really matters. So carbs, you actually want carbs. Carbs fill up your muscle. So the day of, you want to like lean into carbs a little bit more. Vegetables will bloat you. So even the day before, I kind of tell the girls, like, cut out vegetables just one day, because it's an extra bulk and it can kind of maybe leave you gassy, maybe not, especially if you're nervous for your event. Cut out those vegetables, because those will bloat you a little. And then don't skip on carbs the day of. You don't want to just pound protein. That will bloat you too. So carbs, your body will kind of soak up and fill up your muscle again the day of. But this is, we're talking about slightly depleted, you're feeling pretty lean. And in that circumstance, that will happen. The rules all change depending on what point you're in. Yep. And, you know, this was kind of cool for me to watch, like doing shows for years and years and working with coaches like Mike Davies, where they'd bring people in. He talked to everyone differently. If it was a girl that still needed to lose 10 more pounds and she was 2 or 3 weeks out, he's going to advise her completely differently. I tended to come in a little like skinny and small, and he'd like carb me up, which was a lot of fun, but that's going to be completely different. You know, it's a lot of it is just kind of feeling out where your body needs to go. But I think a general rule of thumb for exercise is to lean into weights more, cardio less, especially longer bouts of cardio. If you do any sort of like higher intensity cardio.
About how far out are you saying? Like,
I would say, I honestly, months.
Okay.
If you have an event, I would say 2 months out, start just like really trying to just weight train heavy. Like our power hour classes, again, like those are perfect with like a little cardio finisher at the end.
Gaining muscle helps you lose fat, and it also helps shape you a lot.
Yes.
Rather than trying to just deflate yourself out of it. That's a really tough battle.
Yeah.
Doing. Now both are necessary for a lot of us. Like, you need to have like some conditioning.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And some strength stuff, you know, have that happy medium, but staying away from the weights and just trying to cook weight off of you through running, especially for those of us who need to like gain some shape and muscle.
Yeah. That's most of my clients. Now, you might have the occasional like just power lifter that's in there taking 3 to 5 minute breaks in between sets. And I would tell them the exact opposite. Mm-hmm. Go run a mile or two before you're weightlifting or row something around like 15 to 20 minutes every day. And that person will come in much faster just because that's not what they're good at. Yeah. So it's really kind of like working on your weaknesses.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, I think just some of the things that might sound a little counterintuitive, especially when it's coming within those last couple weeks, what to really focus on, helps, but you know, it's really not being extreme in any way, shape or form, which I think a lot of my clients will want to do, cut out all carbs. That's the most common thing people want to do. First of all, it's just really not sustainable if you're trying to lift heavy or push in sort of any sort of intensity. And not only is it not sustainable, it's just really not effective for getting super lean. It always, like looking back on like over all the years and all the coaches I had for shows, we would drop the fat down and increase the carbs when I wanted to get lean. And I don't love that. I always crave like peanut butter and I feel better that way, but it's effective. It would always bring my body in more.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I just remember the tips you gave me. What about like supplements? I only did like a couple little dandelion root. It just kind of took a little water out of me.
That's
like anything
right.
like
I
that. Like
that.
If someone's like, I want to, you know, like say that day for a pool party or for a vacation and you're going to take professional photos there.
Yeah.
What would be something that like, okay, I'm going to do that. I'm going to be in a bikini. I want to look really good. I want to, or I'm a guy, I want to like try and get some abs to pop here and I'm not quite there.
Dandelion root, I really do feel like it helps if you're holding a little bit of water in your stomach.
Okay.
So I will tell, we called like a stack, like, and you can get dandelion root at Vitamin Shop. So a stack would be like 4 pills of dandelion root. And I think they're all about the same dose. So whatever that would be. And I think I had you take one maybe the night before and then morning of. We would really load up on that. And I'll kind of tell you pros and cons here. It will dehydrate you a little. Great. But if you have to use the bathroom, bad. So we would all be like super shredded, but kind of have little poop bellies here. So like, then it became a thing like, all right, well, we look lean, but you don't want to have a little stomach. So how do you keep yourself regular? Then you're doing a sort of laxative to help with that. So I don't mess. I don't mess with that personally right now, but if you feel good and you're regular going to the bathroom and you just want to get that extra little water out, I would take like for the night before, for the morning of. If you feel a little stress and sometimes you're regular, sometimes you're not, I would not mess with it.
Okay.
So it's just a tip there. And other supplements, and I'm pretty basic right now. We have some supplements we got from like the stem cell, the bioaccelerator that we're taking, but I just take that in a multivitamin. Creatine really helps you keep on your muscle mass as you're getting leaner. And I would do that. Even, you know, girls, you're not going to bloat up. I know that was like an old myth that you bloat if you take creatine. Then I would take five grams of creatine months before. So that will actually help you keep a hold of your muscle as you're getting leaner. But give yourself some time. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest tips is like, hey, if you know it, if you, especially if you have a little ways to go and you have an event coming up in a couple months, start kind of mentally preparing, looking at your schedule. Hey, when's a 2-week period of time where I could go through 1 week and without having any alcohol or going out to eat, that can make a little more progress here. That will go a long ways just going through 1 weekend.
Yeah.
But then also just not like shutting down all social events for that long. It really just kind of leads to more stress.
Yeah.
So,
making happy people who are having fun in life typically have like lower pain levels. They look better. Their hormones are making their body work the right way. Where if you're sad, depressed, and isolated and not having fun, things aren't going to work as well. And I've found that out through trial and error with all this stuff. So,
Me too.
Yeah, I mean, I think these are great. You know, I think that's a good place to kind of wrap it. And I think, you know, try and take a couple of these tips leading into some fun summer events and use
one more thing.
Yeah.
Morning of, do a little pump session.
Oh,
so
yeah,
kind of come in like high reps, like I'll do like 15 to 20 reps of, I kind of have this whole flow that I go through, like presses with the dumbbells really pop like your chest, your shoulders, bicep curls, tricep kickbacks, a little bit of leg stuff. You don't really want to do a ton because it kind of makes you hold water everywhere, but just like a little pump, a little bit of ab pump and just run through that 4 times. And just, we sat on the bike for 20 minutes then. Real low intensity there.
I have a great workout for guys if you ever want to do it. It is 3 shoulder to overhead. Pick something that is like a fairly challenging weight, or if you're just at home or you just have some dumbbells, like 3 heavier shoulder to overhead, 6 toes to bar, 9 push-ups.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
6 rounds. And try and flow through it fast to get everything to like the blood to really fill up your whole upper body and your abs from the toes to bar will all be really full for a few hours.
Well, I'm not a guy, but I'm going to do that before the pool party.
6 or 3, 6, 9, 6 rounds, run through it. It was an old CrossFit football workout. The way this was prescribed, I just remember I was like, man, I don't think I've ever looked this jacked. It was heavy and aggressive. It was, you power clean off the ground, 3 at 185, 6 toes to bar, and then it was 9 clapping push-ups. Now, again, that was a very aggressive workout for like football players. Most of us, you're going to look at more like a 135, 85, 6, and then just 9 regular push-ups. 6 rounds of that, but it goes quick. Mm-hmm. But after about 2 or 3 rounds, your blood and everything just starts to get really full.
How long will that take?
Full.
About 10 minutes?
Yeah, 10 minute workout.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quick. It's perfect. So,
yeah,
I mean,
that's the sort of thing that we're talking about.
Hammer that, and then that is going to, you're going to come in and look really good. So, All right, guys, we will catch you next week.